It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll Hall and Oates start out the 3 o'clock hour, reminiscent of the anniversary celebration for the show, since Oates was the first guest on this program. This is 11 years ago today, or 12 years ago today. However it works. I don't know how anniversaries work.
It's 11 years ago today.
Gotcha. 11 years ago today.
Yes.
Oates was the first guest on this show. Let's seamless segue into cat talk.
It's why I struggle with birthdays really quickly, because technically I turned one, but wouldn't that be my second year of life? I lived in a full year.
That's why I get confused. Yeah. Right. You're celebrating your first birthday, but you're entering your second year of life.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You're entering your second year of life.
But in other words.
But you just celebrated the first year of life. You were born a year before your birthday.
Right.
It's not that hard, fellas.
Here's where it gets difficult. Mm-hmm. So my first show was April 1st, 2014. So that makes today the start of the 12th year.
Yes.
So was Oates on 12 years ago or 11 years
Goodness
ago?
Goodness gracious.
One, two.
Y'all don't know how anniversaries work?
There seems to be an imperfection in the dates and stuff.
With math, I think.
Right.
Not math.
Well, was Oates on 11 or 12 years ago today?
11 years ago today.
Because it was 2014. Yeah.
Now it's 2025.
Right.
It's 11 years.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Except that today starts the 12th year.
Right.
Solana just said when he turned one, he thought he was two.
Right. Well, he was entering his second year.
But you're not two yet.
He didn't turn one. He completed one.
And you completed 11 years today.
Right.
Y'all are ridiculous, man.
Here's Cat.
Talk.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Will Manto, you know, he tickled my fancy, as Brandon Tobin would say in the previous segment. And he's right about beating Montreal. They're so annoying because they have a couple former Florida Panther players who sucked here. And then now they play well with the Canadiens. So they're extra annoying. Remember that some is it some or Sam Montembeau?
Montembeau.
Some. His first name, Some.
He's going to call him Bum, but I called him Some. That Bum, Sam Montembeau, goaltender. I mean, guy stunk here. All of a sudden, he's putting up shutouts, and he's beating the Florida Panthers with the Canadiens. I mean, you can go down their roster. They've got a couple guys. Mike Matheson also just like, here, and then over there, kicks our ass. So I'm with Will. Beat the Canadiens tonight.
All right.
I like it.
That's your Cat Talk.
Anybody getting fooled by any of these April Fools? I just opened my Google page and I see Waffle House officially removing waffles from their menu. And I can't imagine falling for that on April 1st, but I guess people do every year. They were showing on ESPN the best April Fool's Day pranks. And it was LaMelo Ball last year. Remember they put that clown in the stairwell and he turned around and then he did that really cartoonish slap of the clown's face.
Yes.
It was really funny. It was making me laugh out loud. There's been a few today. Oh, Solana did get tricked today. You thought that Flanagan's was opening a location in Bismarck, North Dakota.
I mean, that's what we're doing now, Flanagan's. April Fool's jokes. Really?
Really? Flanny's jumped the shark for you, huh?
Really, Flannies? I mean, that's what we're doing?
Yeah, you got fooled this morning. I texted Lori and DJ this morning on the thread. I go, just a reminder, today's April Fool's Day. Don't get fooled. Because if you don't have your guard up, you're going to see some of these stupid headlines and you're going to believe that they're real.
It upsets me that grown men go out of their way to trick another grown man. It's silly.
But I didn't.
That's the whole idea of Twitter. That's all anybody's trying to do is fool someone else.
It's silly.
I had my guard up, Hawk, because my timeline this morning was Tyreek Hill traded back to the Chiefs.
Tua retired on one of these Twitter accounts.
Tua retired. I saw Tyreek Hill arrested again this morning. I saw Pat Riley retired. And then I see that Stephen Ross is renaming Hard Rock Stadium to Joe Robbie Field.
And back to Joe Robbie.
The next post is Flanagan's opening up a location in North Dakota. But for some reason,
that one didn't strike you. Yeah, that one worked. Sometimes they work. I saw an ad today for, I think it's Raising Cane's moisturizer. And they actually had Cardi B like doing an ad, you know, rubbing the Raising Cane sauce on his moisturizer.
I just don't get it. Y'all, people are bored of life that they need to try.
That's exactly what it is. That's why Ballsack Sports exists and NBA Centel and all that stuff. I think people are bored with life. And so they just create outlandish stuff and see if they can reel one in.
But reel one in to do what?
I don't know.
Yeah. And it's one of my kids. We talked about it before. We were talking, I don't know what brought it up, but like when my kids will show me a picture of some kid eating burritos talking about, oh, this is mucking. And I'm like, Chan, I have mortgages and insurance to pay. I don't care about this little boy eating a burrito. Like, I don't get the point of, why would I as a grown man care about tricking another grown man into thinking that there's a Flanagan's opening somewhere else. I think it's
well, that
silly.
Stuff I do find funny when it's not April Fool's Day, interestingly enough.
It's silly.
It is silly. But there is a spot for silly.
No. Yeah, at a comedy show.
There was a very good one I saw on Twitter today. Mark Cuban. Remember this? Years ago, he got into a fist fight with a ref during the game. Del Curry, who was the coach of the Mavericks at that time, didn't even know that it was an April Fool's joke. That's funny. Mark Cuban, the owner, is sitting on the floor and he gets into a fist fight with the ref, and Del Curry comes running over. He can't believe what's going on with the owner of his team, and it's an April Fool's joke. That's funny.
I got to renovate an investment property. I don't give a damn about people getting in fist fights.
Yeah. I think Mark Cuban's got some investments as well. So I think he found time for the April Fool's joke.
He's too rich and bored.
All right, let's do headlines. Chris Whittingham's going to join us this hour. We do have tickets. Counting Crows are bringing their Complete Suites tour to Hard Rock Live in July. And we've got a pair of tickets every day this week. Just keep listening. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
You guys see the new helmet Tua Tagovailoa is going to be wearing this year?
I saw that.
Yeah.
All for it.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to throw too many comebacks with that one on, but we'll see.
Good for Tua, man. Going to be protecting himself. Happy for him.
That was silly.
Think he can play 17 games in that?
Yeah. Not successful.
He's able to play 17 games in a regular helmet. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right, you wanna go over some of the rule changes from the NFL?
So some interesting stuff in the NFL. I did see they're tabling a decision on the tush push, right?
Yes.
So no decision there. They made some, kickoff rule changes. They didn't decide what to do with onside kicks, which I do think they're lacking, because you can only do an onside kick, in like the last 4 minutes, and you have to be down double digits or more or something like that.
But you have to report it as well. There's no more.
And you have to report it, obviously, because the formation is so different.
But
in the Super Bowl down here might have been won by a surprise onside. You take all of that away from any coach that wants to do it.
Here's a couple of the tweets from Adam Schefter from Palm Beach today. An NFL Christmas triple header. NFL will play two games on Netflix on Christmas Day and then have the nightcap on Amazon. So three Christmas. What day does Christmas fall on this year?
Thursday.
So you're going to have three games on that Thursday. Two on Netflix, one on Amazon. NFL owners have tabled the tush push conversation. No decision about its future at these league meetings. Detroit's proposal to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty imposed for defensive holding and illegal contact did not pass, despite the Lions' pleas. It's an interesting one, because you can make the case that why should it be an automatic first down, but it always has been.
Yeah. And it should be. I'm on the side of not. No, if you didn't illegally touch him, he could have got a first down. If you didn't hold him, he could have got a first down.
And 21.
Don't grab the receiver. Like
it's a 21-yard penalty now?
Yeah.
It's been this way forever.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to know. And then, make a play. Even the whole thing, like the penalty where the holding is at the spot of the foul. Yeah, he might have caught that one. I think it should be, on the 1 yard line. Hell, if you hold him in the end zone, it should be a touchdown.
What if it's away from the ball?
You get into it. But if he wasn't held, what would have happened?
Maybe he was part of the play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter tweets out, NFL owners have now passed a rule that both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime in the regular season. The original proposal was for a 15-minute overtime. That has now been amended to 10 minutes. So what does that mean? That there just be a 10-minute overtime? What if you do a 10-minute drive and eat up all the clock? And does the other team still get the ball?
No.
Ooh. So it's not guaranteed that both teams possess the ball.
What's guaranteed is if the other team scores, you have a chance to match it.
Right, but I'm saying if it's a 10-minute overtime, what if you just do a 10-minute long, grinding 10-minute drive?
Right, but it's not saying both teams are guaranteed a possession. Both teams Both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime. Not both teams are guaranteed to possess the ball in overtime. There's a big difference there.
Oh, I see.
So it's not literally what it said.
Gotcha.
So be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can potentially possess the ball even if the other team scores a touchdown, but you're not guaranteed to possess the ball because whatever happens within that 10 minutes is what happens within that 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, I get it. This is just nuance. This is the same rule.
No, it's not. It's a big change.
No. Because it used to be if you score a touchdown, that was it. If you score a touchdown on the opening drive, you couldn't even be allowed to possess the ball.
Right.
Now, except in the postseason. Now you can.
Yes. Okay, so they're taking the whole – they're taking the playoff rules now to the entire season. I got
correct.
You. Okay.
Hawk, what do you –
yeah, okay. Crowder possess and I have a chance and want to know if they – yeah, that's why the tush push can't be – banned because the wording of it is too, it's too much. It's too the legality 1 yard away from the guy, 2 yards, 3 seconds, 4 seconds from when he snapped the ball. When can I push him on his butt? When can I touch his butt? It's just too much. But the wording of it is where it gets a little tricky.
When you were gone, Hawk, Crowder and I were discussing overtime rules for college football to be brought to the NFL because of how much fun it is. The games are decided quicker, and it's just offense. Put the ball in the 35, go score.
I like it because it is entertaining, but is it true to football?
No. But it's more fun.
You know, the shootout hockey isn't, and penalty kicks, and soccer isn't. So there's certainly precedent, you know. Yeah. I mean, make the extra innings in baseball a home run derby.
But Hawk, we had this conversation when you were gone. We actually call it the red zone. There's a TV channel called the red zone because that's when you want to see football being played. Is the defense going to stop them that close to the goal line? So the defense has to step up from the 20 and the offense has to step up from the 20. It is the most elated part of football is when you get inside the 20. Why not you just make a red zone for the playoffs? I thought it was a great idea.
But you're taking all field position decisions out of it. A lot of the nuances of football, they go right out the window, and it just becomes who can zing the ball into the end zone. And then do you force the two-point conversion after the first overtime? Like, same exact as college.
I think college football same exact as college. Has it
you'd
to
get,
a
you'd get no argument out of me. I love it. I'm just telling you, the blowback is going to be, oh, now we're deciding the games on – one quarter of what football is supposed to be, like a fourth of what football is supposed to be. Doesn't bother me.
You raggedy bastards couldn't figure it out in 60 minutes. Now it's my turn to figure it out. Yes, we're going to get in the red zone and go after it.
What about field goal contests? Got to hit one from the 40, then the other team hits one at the 40. Then it goes to the 45, then it goes to the 50.
Nobody wants to put a football game in a little kicker's hands.
All right. That is part of the game.
Raise the stakes a little. The kicker who misses it has to have his leg amputated.
Excessive.
No, but Hawk brought up a great point with hockey. In soccer, the kicks aren't, that's not soccer. There's no chance somebody just stands there, looks at the goalie, and he's standing there in front of them. That's not soccer. It's not hockey.
Even traditional hockey overtime, which is now traditional, 3-on-3, that ain't hockey.
You're making it fun. You're making it where now we're going to end this game. Hey, you know what? I would be down to take a player off the field. First time you got 11. If y'all both score with 11, now you got 10. Y'all both score with 10, now you got 9. Let's make this thing go.
How about for NBA overtime, first to five? Instead That'd of dragging be... it out, it's another 5 minute. Just first to five, yeah. D up. Don't let the other team score. Grab a bucket or two.
I like it. And then, you know what? Honestly, it'll stop like the player safety. And, these games are going longer. More thought of injury. No. Go play. And talking about the NFL, that would stop the injury risk if you're playing in the red zone and not having to go 85 yards.
Boom. We just fixed the NFL.
Fixed it.
I don't know if it needs to be fixed.
Hawk, meet me at the Breakers. We'll talk to him.
All right. I'll drive up there.
I think maybe I missed this because I was talking to an engineer here, but I think the biggest news to come out of today, unless I got fooled by another one of these fake stories, because maybe, but apparently the Hawkeye technology from like tennis, Sony's Hawkeye technology is being implemented by the NFL as the primary method for measuring first downs, the line to gain. Beginning this upcoming season.
I think they're doing that in the UFL, correct? Isn't that this like a tester version of that?
Yeah. Correct.
But they're going to keep the overweight fat guys with the chains on the field. Yeah, as a secondary capacity.
I've said this for years. All this damn technology. If I say Sprite right now, there's going to be a thing that pops up on my phone with a Sprite ad. And y'all can't put a little bitty chip in both sides of the football to see if it crossed the line. It doesn't make sense.
Somebody says they should do a coin toss and then let the winner decide whether it's a red zone competition or a field goal competition.
That's good.
That's great. Because if you have a good field goal kicker, you really want to win that coin toss.
So now you maximize your decision-making as a GM on trying to get the best kickers out there. Yeah, like I like this. It's the same thing with the torpedo bat. Like the evolution of sports. Let's evolve sports. Like why wouldn't we want to evolve sports to make it more interesting? I want the Yankees to hit 747 home runs this year.
All right, well, the Heat won yesterday. They blew out the Wizards. Five straight wins, longest of the season. They play the Celtics tomorrow. They are a game ahead of the Chicago Bulls, who lost 145 to 117. And the Magic.
I told you that line was weird.
And the Magic lost to the Clippers. They're a game and a half back of Orlando for the 8th seed. So technically not out of reach. The Heat have 7 games remaining.
All right.
Los Marlins lost 10-4 to the Mets. The Mets hit a grand salami last night. I believe Sandy Alcantara is on the mound tonight. Game 2 of their 3-game series.
He is. In fact, Josh Appel just texted you and I, Matt Mervis, back in the lineup tonight.
All right. Inter Miami, they play at LAFC tomorrow, 11:30. They're back on their MLS slate later this weekend as well. And I know, Hawk, you had brought up Zion being shut down. Of course, Kevin Durant out at least a week. There's a lot of rumors and speculation around the NBA at the moment regarding Ja Morant's situation and his future in Memphis. They, of course, fired their head coach a week ago. But Sam Amick, NBA writer for The Athletic, said to keep an eye on the Ja Morant situation brewing in Memphis.
I would take him over Zion or KD to the texter that brought that up in the 2 o'clock hour.
That's not a hard question.
Your weather for the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 85 degrees. Nice afternoon, bright and sunny. Tonight the lows will be in the low 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Chris Whittingham from Apple TV and CBS. He's going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hawk, congratulations on 10 years. It's witty. Don't listen to the show often enough because you don't talk enough soccer. And when you do so derisively or through the prism of gambling. Also, you're an idiot because you lose to me in Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, and Octordle every single day. I love feeling intellectually superior to you every single day. But congrats on 10 years and to 10 more.
You heard the anniversary greeting from Chris Whittingham. From last year, this year, it's the 11th anniversary, entering my 12th year. I'm having a tough time figuring out exactly what...
Math isn't your strength.
It's not my strength. Well, Solana and I had this conversation earlier where if you're celebrating your first birthday, you're really entering your second year.
Yes, I've actually always had a hard time with anniversaries and even the counting of years for this reason.
Yes.
Because you say you tell people you're one, but you're in your second year of life. Even like when you count seasons, right? Oh, how many seasons? You're a one-year veteran, but you're in your second season.
Exactly.
It's one of those things that is confusing.
So today I'm celebrating my 11th anniversary.
It means you completed 11 years. You're starting your 12th year.
Correct.
Also, in sports, the Dolphins went undefeated the 72 seasons, but they won the title in 1973.
And 74.
And 74, but that was a 73 season. Like, there are certain things that just need to be acknowledged a way. Dolphins went undefeated in 72. And they're the 72 Super Bowl champions.
The way that it is often, like, for example, in European soccer, not to bring everything back to soccer, but you say you won the title in the 1920 season. You hyphenate and include both years so it's not confusing.
Well, I think they do that with the Dolphins, right? Isn't it the 72?
No, it's the 1972. If you go like the Ring of Honor, it says 1972 or Super Bowl VII, whatever champions.
How about start and complete a season in one calendar year? How about we just start there and we don't have that problem anymore?
I mean, the only leagues that do that are actually what, MLB and MLS? They're the only leagues that do that in the United States.
I did not realize that. Anyway, let me bring you on officially here. Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Whitty will be on the call Saturday at noon for an Italian Serie A match on CBS. And then Saturday night, he's going to be calling the Philadelphia-Orlando MLS match on MLS Season Pass. And he is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We always enjoy talking with Whitty. So Inter Miami plays LAFC tomorrow night. Now that's the CONCACAF Champions Cup, right? And you had
that's
said
correct.
To me earlier today, Whitty, that's actually more important than their MLS games at the moment. Or is that your opinion?
Yeah. I mean, for me, Inter Miami want to be a standard bearer, not just in the United States, but really in the world. That's why this Club World Cup that they're playing this summer is going to be so big. But you kind of have to be the standard bearer in your own region if you are to be the standard bearer in the country or in the world. So I think they have to start by winning this tournament. They're actually doing really well in MLS right now. I've been surprised at how they've managed to balance everything with Messi's injury, with the key players in the squad continuing to age. They've been brilliant in MLS this season. They started really well. They went 2-0 up on Philadelphia on Saturday and then gave up a goal late, managed to hang on to win that game. They have the best record in MLS, but I think if you ask them in this first part of the season, before they get to the Club World Cup, what is the biggest priority? It is winning this CONCACAF Champions Cup. They've got two legs against LAFC over these next 2 weeks. Wednesday, that is an 11:30 p.m. kickoff. Good luck to anyone on the East Coast trying to stay up late for that one. And then second leg will be back at home next week, which I saw today. They're releasing some tickets for $25, which is honestly really good value because you know that Inter Miami, you're going to give a crap about that game. They're going to want to win that game because they're trying to be the champions of this part of the world.
And Woody, you got to explain it to me, but this overlapping, so the MLS and the CONCACAF and then delegated back to Argentina when Messi wants to just go home and play for his team, it's all acceptable in soccer because there's no way that I'm going to say, hey, I'm going back to my country to play. Y'all figure it out on this side. It's all accepted in soccer.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, Crowder, because in most leagues, there is just the league. There's just the league. You play a regular season and then you play playoffs. But with soccer, both to kind of fill the time in between games and because kind of the human body, I think, can do a little bit more in soccer than in other sports, you play multiple competitions. So Inter Miami will play, if you separate between regular season and playoffs, they will play in five different competitions this season. And you can kind of prioritize however you like. And then, as you say, you have to take a break for the international games. But MLS only does that during the end of the season. In October and November, they will actually stop play so that the international teams can call in their players. But they're a rare league that play through international windows. So Argentina just played two games. MLS didn't stop. Miami actually didn't play in that week, but they could have done. And Miami would have played a game without their key guys. And the countries are in that period given priority. You have to release your players to go and play for their countries. So it's kind of interesting because you can win all these different things, but you have to decide over the course of the year, where am I going to allocate my resources? If I'm playing 55 games and I'm not going to have Messi for all of them, I'm not going to have Busquets and Suarez and all those guys for all of them, which are the most important ones? And you kind of have to decide that as the season goes. It's why I kind of wanted to make the point that this game on Wednesday night when they play LAFC is probably their most important game right now. They're playing their most important games of the regular season period right now. We probably know they're going to make the playoffs. They're one of the best teams in the league. Once we get to playoff time, that's the most important thing. But for now, winning these cup games is probably more important.
Now, Leo Messi scored a goal the other night, but to me, the most important Messi story that's going on right now is his bodyguard, who we've all been fascinated by since he was down here. There's two stories now, and I double-checked to make sure neither of them were April Fool's jokes, but there's two stories. One, MLS announced today that they're not letting that guy on the pitch anymore when it comes to MLS games, and he's like, wait a second, when I was, you know, guarding him wherever he was guarding him, in Europe or Argentina or wherever, nobody, there were no pitch invaders or I don't know, five over 10 years. And in MLS, there seems to be a number, but MLS is not going to let him on the field anymore. And two, he's going to fight Logan Paul.
Apparently, there's been some social media beef brewing between the two of them. Logan Paul, I believe he's the wrestling one, correct? I get my Paul's confused.
He's not the boxer, right?
He's not the boxer. He's the one that's in WWE right now. Yeah, I mean, that would actually be really fascinating, and it would kind of be a culmination of, as you say, this incredible character. The messy bodyguard character has been actually one of the more talked about things since he's been here. I remember watching him in that first game, and he dresses as if he were kind of like the assistant trainer of the team. He puts on the team polo and the team sweatpants and a pair of pink Adidas, and he stands there, and he is just patrolling. He is watching seemingly all 20,000 people in that stadium like a hawk. He is ready to go and spring into action. I have actually seen him sprint onto the field at an incredible pace. It is remarkable to watch every stride, flawless running technique, go flying onto the pitch and manage to get there. Messi is actually incredibly gracious. I saw a video of one today. He seems to like, oh, okay, oh, you're here. All right, let me take a pic. Like, he'll prevent the bodyguard from kind of tackling the pitch invader to the ground. He'll let the person have their moment and take their selfie or whatever, and then the bodyguard can usher them away. But yeah, he said that this is a way bigger problem since he's been in Miami than it was at Barcelona or at PSG. I think there is kind of a decorum in Europe that even though everyone is there to watch Messi and everyone knows it's a big deal, we don't do this. We treat our stars appropriately, but it does seem like there's a kind of greater percentage of people that don't, I guess, care maybe about the event. They just want to have their moment of attention of being in the sun, and so they'll go running out there. And it's pretty wild. But yeah, this character of Messi's bodyguard has been fascinating. He has his own Instagram page, and he's like a legit, I think he's a kickboxer if I remember correctly, and he is an absolute badass. So good luck to anyone trying to fight that guy.
How long?
Well, what about Logan Paul though? Would Logan Paul stand a chance?
I mean, he's a great athlete. But he's in sports entertainment. Like he's not actually fighting. He's in he does this thing, but he's not actually fighting.
Bodyguard, with his eyes?
It would take 10 seconds. It would take 10 seconds.
Quick, Woody, you just said you've seen his bodyguard run on the field. Does Ronaldo have a bodyguard? Does Mbappe have a bodyguard? Like, is Messi a diva for having a bodyguard? Because I haven't seen anybody else with a bodyguard.
Maybe Ronaldo has a bodyguard. He's certainly not as well known. Or again, there are these sort of pitch invader moments that happen with Ronaldo, not quite as often because he's playing in Saudi Arabia and it just doesn't happen there. I imagine if he played at MLS, they might have to think about it a little bit because there does seem to be something about the United States and kind of the people running onto the field. But yeah, he is kind of the only one that has a well known bodyguard that like we're kind of all aware of that's with him everywhere. I was showing someone the other day that Messi has these photos taken of him at like Naples Optimus games because his son is playing academy games, and sure enough there's the bodyguard standing in the background. Like, he is there everywhere. And in this interview that the bodyguard gave where he said that I'm no longer allowed on the sidelines of games, it was like a YouTube channel they did an interview with, and he was saying that like he is both like physical bodyguard, but also kind of like emotional bodyguard because he is also around Messi at all these times. I've actually seen this before. I once did a show for Inter Miami at the training facility, and he was there. Messi was there to do an event for the Hard Rock because they sponsor one of the corners of the ground, and he has like a burger with Hard Rock or whatever. So he was
there. Chicken sandwich. How
dare you? I apologize. So he was there to do an event, and it was just the bodyguard and him. And they like seem to spend a lot of individual time together, independent of whether or not they're in these big contexts. So, yeah, I think it definitely, Crowder is the only relationship of that kind that we're aware of any major player. And I don't think this is diva behavior. I think Messi is the furthest thing from a diva. I think this is almost probably like Inter Miami and Messi's insurance, because there will be incredible gatherings of people everywhere he goes. And you see this all the time where he's leaving the training facility, he'll roll down the window and take some pictures of people. But people are at the Inter Miami training facility all the time in the hopes that there's a view of Messi somewhere to be had. He is that much of like a hero. He's like a K-pop star. He is like Taylor Swift. He is like that kind of person everywhere he goes. So it really is kind of a wise thing for him to have, it would appear.
Did Maradona have a bodyguard?
That's a great question. It's a great question. Solana, any thoughts there?
He had a plug, I'm sure.
I want to hire you, Crowder, as my emotional bodyguard. I like what Whittingham said there. I don't need a bodyguard. No one's trying to get at me, but they're trying to get me emotionally. And I'd like you to be my emotional bodyguard. I have many highs and many lows.
$50,000 a month.
No.
Well, that's it. That was that negotiation.
Hey, Witty.
Can I interest you in 40?
Not immediately. My emotions are not that important to me.
So Inter Miami is in L.A., Witty. And I don't know how long they're planning on staying there, but tomorrow, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, start time, the Lakers actually play Thursday. Do you think Mascherano, Inter Miami's manager, will stick around for an extra day and get to finally answer the question we're all waiting for, which is Jordan or LeBron? He said he didn't have enough info.
Who asked now him that question? Do we know? Was that a local guy?
I don't know. I'd love to find out because it comes from absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere. I love even that. Like, that's even my like favorite not even kind trying, of question.
Even like trying to like, if you say, is Jordan a bigger deal or is Messi a bigger deal? Like at least some kind of even tenuous link.
This was
to
out
Inter
of the
Miami.
Sport,
this
completely.
Is out of the clear blue sky that he asks him, are you a Jordan or a LeBron guy? And in sort of his the English that he does have, Javier Mascherano goes, I don't watch enough basket, which is what they don't call it basketball. It's called basket. But yeah, I actually saw Solana. So they got to LA early. They were there on Monday, and I actually saw that a few members of Inter Miami that I know that I follow on Instagram for my times of being at the club were at the Lakers game on Monday night. So maybe Mascherano was there while the big stars of the team. I don't know if you saw this. Were at David Beckham's 50th birthday party. And there was quite a gathering of at least the biggest
that
stars
had
on
to
the
be
team.
Star studded. David
Beckham's can you imagine?
50th.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady was there. Oh. Messi, Busquets, Alba, and Suarez were all there.
You
those
think,
four kind of
Messi
always seem to
brings
be
his bodyguard to that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Really?
I would be surprised if he wasn't there. I would be surprised.
Wow. That's
or maybe because it is it should be a well secured event. I imagine David Beckham for his 50th birthday party has some security.
Were all the Spice Girls there, do we know?
I know one of them was there. I know
sure.
that Victoria. Yeah, obviously the one. That
but what about Scary
to.
Spice, Sporty Spice?
I don't know. I wonder how good of friends they are. I wonder how good of friends.
Hawk
they are. I don't
know. Scary Spice.
Scary Spice. That's your personal.
Yeah, that's like Hawk the that's Lisa Turtle, right?
Yeah, it's the black one.
Yeah. Everything comes back to Saved by the Bell for me. Did you have a follow-up, Solana? I thought you had a follow-up there.
I was just gonna say, Witty.
What's your favorite Spice Girl song, Hawk?
Wannabe.
That's such an easy answer.
Well,
what's your second favorite? What's your second favorite?
How would I know a Spice Girl song? Have you seen the movie?
The movie? No, I'm not aware. I'm not aware of a movie. Spice World.
Spice World. That was a huge movie.
In the 90s, maybe? I don't know.
I'm sure, yeah. Could you name another Spice Girl song, Crowder?
Sporty.
No, song.
I don't think you understand I don't think you understand the assignment.
Oh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle. That's right. Could you name another one, Solana?
No. That's before my time.
But you know the wannabe song, right?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I'll tell you what
if you
want
to
tell
be
you what you want,
lover,
what you really, really want.
You gotta
how come we never gave
friend.
That to DBJ? We should give that to DBJ. I'll tell you what I want,
put
what I
file.
Really, really want. Then Josie will come in. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
Yeah. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing it. Oh.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right, anybody have anything else for Chris Whittingham?
Yeah, Mascherano is full of bleep, Witty, because I saw him at a Miami Heat game 1 month ago. Saw him.
I mean, okay, so maybe he's been to a basketball game.
I watch his basketball.
Does that mean that you have? That means you have a defined take on LeBron versus Jordan.
Everybody what about knows. LeBron showing up for the Inter Miami LAFC game? Is that a possibility?
Well, the last time that Messi played in LA, I actually was there. I had a weekend off, a Sunday off, so I flew out to LA, and that was the game that Leo DiCaprio was at. That was the game that obviously Will Ferrell is a part owner of LAFC was there. That was a star-studded occasion. So maybe it will be similarly big on Wednesday night at this CONCACAF Champions Cup match.
Just Will Ferrell. I mean, talk about a guy. Anyway, Chris Whittingham.
He does a lot with LAFC. I know you're not a fan. I know you're not a fan, but he does.
I love Will Ferrell when he was on SNL.
No, you don't.
And then he's doing the same thing for now, what, 20 years. You know, he's so funny when you put him with John C. Reilly. Oh, it's just a laugh a minute.
He's brilliant in the office, I can tell you that.
What about the lemonade stand commercial he has?
Oh, the lemonade stand. He is so smug on the, what is that, for PayPal, I think? He's so smug on those commercials. It's enough, Will Ferrell. We got it. Goodness gracious. I need an emotional bodyguard just from him. Chris Whittingham, you see him on CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. He will be on the call Saturday for an Italian Serie A match on CBS.
Love your pronunciation.
And then Saturday night,
by the way,
Philadelphia and Orlando, MLS, 7:30 p.m. MLS Season Pass. Thank you, Witty.
Thank you, Hawk.
There you go. Chris Whittingham. Take a break here. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We got to give away those Counting Crows tickets and get some headlines as well.
Y'all got to get down to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. They have Crowder Powder, too. So you got the best seasoning blends out there, and they have all delicious food. The lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. I just got grouper, the mahi, the oysters, the scallops, the stone crabs. Oh, my goodness. Call them in advance. Get them cracked for you. Get your mustard sauce. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I can go on forever. DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu, the burgers, the sandwiches, fried chicken, roasted chicken, all the sides, the buffalo chicken dip, the smoked fish dip. I ate smoked fish dip this morning for breakfast. I don't know. I don't know if it's breakfast, but it's delicious. DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's
really
954-983-6831. I ate it this morning, Hawk. I'm not proud of it. Me and my
Their
dad
fish
were sitting
dip is
in the
phenomenal.
Kitchen.
So I can give you a pass, but I don't know if I'd be in the mood for it in the morning.
You always put ages and times on food.
Correct.
I don't give a damn. If I want something to eat, I'll eat it. I'll eat a steak at 4 a.m.
But in other words,
care.
You woke up in the morning and said, I'm in the mood for fish dip.
I was making my kids eggs and sausage, and I looked and saw the fish dip, and we have these water crackers, the expensive ones. And I said, man, the water cracker and the fish dip. And then my dad came out the back room because he's down here now. And I was like, Dad, do you want some fish dip? He was like, yeah, I'll eat some fish dip. I said, well, damn, let's have some fish
dip. Did he know what time it was, though?
I don't know. You know, Randy just kind of, he just lives. Yeah.
Crowder, you don't believe that there are flavor profiles for times of the day?
They always do this crap. No Alfredo.
You have waffles in the
noon.
Morning and a sandwich for lunch and a steak for dinner. That's like how the society is
and
constructed.
And it just feels right. It feels
so
right.
You can't eat a waffle at 9 p.m.
You can, and I have. And I've had Rice Krispies at 10 p.m. But certain things, morning is, I think, more sensitive to norms than later on in the afternoon.
You know why? Because you're programmed.
When you go to a Waffle House late at night, you do feel like even though you are doing it, you're still bending convention to be there.
Yeah.
You're still like,
yeah,
this
exciting.
Doesn't, I'm
there's,
doing
there's
something abnormal. I'm doing,
Waffle
yeah,
House
this is crazy yeah. what I'm doing Wait, right yeah. now.
What
yeah.
is convention? Because you've been programmed through your life to think breakfast, lunch, dinner. They programmed you and you're listening to Big Pharma.
Hard to argue.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
Hard to
it's
argue.
It's a great point. Well made.
Yeah. Make sure Delaware Chicken Farm gets the entirety of this commercial, Jimmy.
I eat whatever the hell I want, whenever the hell I want, Witty. Cut
Fair
me
enough.
Off.
Fair enough, mate.
954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be package ready when you get there. They'll bring it out to the car for you. Curbside delivery is available. All my man Jose wants to do is what they have been doing since 1951. What I've been going there and getting since, 05? That's delicious food back to any function you're having. Tailgate, watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, birthday party, pool party. Get your food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and your function will be better. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder. Eat whatever the hell you want, any time of the day you want. But if you get it from Delaware,
preferably save the fish dip till later in the afternoon.
And maybe the waffles in the morning.
I'm just saying.
Waffles
I mean, you can have it whenever you want, but save it later in the afternoon.
If you're a grown-up, be a grown-up.
Do they have tilapia, by the way? W2 Roy was asking me.
They do. They have delicious tilapia. It's right in the seafood section. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.